I'm sure it wasn't there before, it was somewhere else. And never mind, I carry on and ow! I forgot I left the bedroom door open just like so there. That's not as bad as what I did when I was camping with the guides. And I get up in the middle of the night and I think, yeah, I'm okay, I can manage. We won't go into reasons why I get up in the middle of the night. And I'm off and outside. Not only is it dark, but there's strange noises. And you're not quite sure what is all around you. So you're sort of looking like this, not looking or thinking about my feet. Forget that the tent has guy ropes and tent pegs. And kablam! That was even worse. And you're sitting there thinking to yourself, stupid woman, why didn't you put the lights on in the bedroom? I mean, Andy wouldn't really mind, would he? Or why didn't you take a torch with you? I mean, how stupid can you get? And yet, Jesus is talking about sometimes the way we live our lives, we're stumbling around in the dark. We hurt ourselves, we hurt other people, things go wrong, we get filled with worry and guilt. And we don't need to, because Jesus came to be light of the world. So how did Jesus do that? How did Jesus be our light of the world? We were hearing from Jane last week about how he lived his life. When we've been studying Philippians, there's a lot about how Jesus lived his life, how he came humbly to earth, how he had love for everybody, no matter who, no matter what. And he taught us lots of things, didn't he? It's all here. If I had a Bible at the front, which we should have, it's all there in the Bible. It's over there.
No, it's not.
It's not over there. It's all there in the Bible. You see, that's what happens. We forget we've got our Bibles. We forget to look inside. Thank you. Frida has always got her Bible ready. Okay. We forget to look inside. We forget that here we can find the light that Jesus shed on the world by the way he lived and by the things he said. And the Bible itself tells you that. The Bible is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. And if I had that, I wouldn't be tripping over all the time. So in our church and in our home groups, we try and study what's in here, don't we? Our home group at the moment is looking at the things that Jesus actually said to his disciples, the Sermon on the Mount. And we're finding that quite a struggle. We've discovered that when you look at Jesus' light there, it's a very bright light. Some light is all right. This light, you know, I can look at those lights, and they're giving enough light for us to do things in here. But if I put on that light and look straight in it, I don't want to do that. It's too bright. Some lights are, aren't they? And the light that Jesus shed, particularly when he was teaching us, and the way he lived his life is actually a very bright light that shows up all those things we were talking about earlier that we don't want shown up. So, for example, the one I might have thought of is when you're in your room and the sun comes out and there's this lovely bright sunshine and you start seeing all those specks of dust in the air, don't you? And worse still, you see where most of them have landed in your room and you think, oh, it's really embarrassing if you do that happens when you've got guests and you think they're seeing what I can see, a lovely layer of dust where I haven't dusted. And you feel ashamed and guilty. And you think, also, I should have done something about that. And in our second reading, Jesus is talking to Nicodemus and he's trying to explain to him about being light in the world. And he says, this is how it is. Some people don't like the light. They don't like their sins, their evil. It's strong words, isn't it? The things they do wrong, they don't like those things shown up. So they run away from Jesus. Or they opposed him. Didn't want anything to do with him because they didn't want their things, their evil deeds shown up. Bit like Jeremy with his donut as well. Knew what he was doing as well. Do you see he's trying to cover up like that? That's what we do, isn't it? We try and hide. And the Bible has strong words for people who try and hide who they are from God. Because God knows. His light is shining on us. He knows what we're like. So there's no point really trying to do the old Jeremy act. Because God is going to show it up. But one of the reasons people won't come to the light is fear, isn't it? We don't want to change, but we're also afraid. We shouldn't be afraid to come to Jesus, to his light. Because the reason Jesus came was not only to show us his light, but to forgive us. So when that light shows up, the way we're behaving as not being quite what it should be, for example, you know, an ordinary light says it's wrong to murder. We all know that. The bright light of Jesus says it's wrong to be even angry and hurt people with your words. The ordinary light might say, you should be kind and generous. And Jesus says, even to your enemies. So when we come to the light of Jesus and find that we fall short, that's okay though, because he's there to forgive us and he's there to help us do better. Jesus said to Nicodemus, people who want to serve God, who want to follow God, will come to the light and let the light change them. So we don't need to go stumbling around in the dark, feeling guilty and ashamed and pretending to be what we're not. We do need to come to Jesus and be honest, and we need to know what it is he's teaching us, know where we're going wrong, be forgiven, and become better people. So what we're going to do is, in our confession, we're going to really think about that. So to start with, I'm going to ask Frank if he put the lights off. I'll put this one off. I'm even going to blow out the candles, which you never usually do in the middle of a service. And maybe, Frank, if you pull the curtains across at the back as well. Just, we can still see, but we're not seeing as we were seeing before. We're not totally evil. We haven't done everything wrong. But there are things in our lives that are not good enough. Things that could be better. And so this sort of gloom reminds us what it's like if we don't come to Jesus' light. If we just keep stumbling along in the half light of what we think is good enough. And then we've got something special to remind you of Jesus' light. So do you need some help giving those out, Linda? Possibly, yes. So what we've got are these little glow sticks. And if you're a younger person here today, you probably know how to work these. You could help any adults around you who are not sure how to work these. A bit of a bend and a bit of a shake and then straighten them out again, I think, is the idea. It's not working for George. You'll have to have another one. Oh, it is. It's beginning. Yeah. So Jesus says, come to the light. In this case, the light has come to you. So now if you've got it kind of lit up enough and you can hold it a bit stiller, we're going to ask Jesus to shine his light on our lives and forgive us when we go wrong. And we've got a response, which I'd like you to join in with. Father, forgive us and help us to walk in your light. Shall we say that together? Father, forgive us and help us to walk in your light. Let's pray. But you can pray with your eyes open, looking at the stick. Jesus, shine your light into our lives. Show us where we have not come up to your standards. By hurting other people or letting them down. In our actions and in our words and in the things we didn't do. Father, forgive us and help us to walk in your light. Jesus, shine your light into our relationship with you. Show us where we are hiding from you, ignoring you, or making the wrong choices. Show us how we can love you more. Father, forgive us and help us to walk in your light. Thank you, Father, for sending us Jesus to be our light and guide and to bring us forgiveness through his death on the cross. Amen. And if they need another wave to brighten them up again, do that. And we're going to lighten up the church again to remind us how God's light comes back into our lives when we turn back to him. So we can have the curtains open and the lights on. I wonder how many other lights you've spotted in the church. There's quite a few all around the place. They're not all on.